There's room for you up here, Django.
How's everybody's levels?
Sounds good to me.
Mine's good.
My mic is good.
All right. Hello, and welcome to Canyon Creek. I'm Bill Gannon, and I'm here with my wife, Jessica, and my sons, Ian and Colin. And today, we'd like to talk about. So, welcome back to Canyon Creek. Today, we're going to talk about ghosts. This was prompted by something Ian brought up to me the other night. You want to talk about it, Ian, when you said you were in your office, you were gaming and
I fell asleep and I woke up because something touched my shoulder. It's like a hand. If it was so funny. It was like I felt a hand just grasp my shoulder and my shoulder went down. So I look up, my curtain moves, the door's closed. So I'm like, okay, whatever. I just didn't fall asleep that night, but that was fun.
So it was the curtain to the windows, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It moved?
Yeah.
Like how? I mean, to be clear, we're in the middle of winter, the windows are closed.
And it's a relatively new house, so we don't have drafts like you would in an older home.
No. The only thing I could possibly think of is that there's a vent below the curtains.
Might have been the cat.
Could have been the cat.
A
Oreo's
lot
been
of
known
things that it
to.
was the cat.
But this was at night, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She doesn't tend to sit in the windows at night.
She would, though.
Maybe. Maybe not.
Maybe not.
But did it freak you out, this experience?
Nah, it was fun.
It was fun.
Was there any voices? Was there ju or was it just the feeling of someone's hand on your shoulder?
No, the voices was the time before that.
Oh,
Tell us about that.
yeah,
okay.
I didn't know there were voices.
Same office, falling asleep, right? Woke up because I heard, I forget what it said. Just heard something, deeper voice than the guy I was on call with. Because I was on call with my friend playing a game, falling asleep, a deeper voice just says, I forget. And then I woke up and then I was like, okay, so not tonight either.
It's a shame that you can't remember what that voice said.
I
Nope.
think you said at the
It was
time,
like not yet or
it
something.
said like not yet.
Okay.
And you woke up, the way you told it to me at the time was you woke up and was like, what? And your friend on the phone was like, what? And you realized he wasn't the one who said it.
Yeah, so I don't treat it that seriously. It's like it could easily just be sleep paralysis or something. But
While you're sitting playing a game?
Yeah.
Maybe.
You can't be paralyzed and play a game at the same time.
No, I was falling asleep.
Oh, you were in and
It
out.
was always while I was falling asleep.
Okay.
So it could just be sleep paralysis. But the way I describe it to people, they always think the house is haunted now. So it's fun.
Well,
It's only the office and maybe the dining room.
from what I understand, if we wouldn't be the only house within our development
Nah.
that would be
No.
haunted.
Our neighbor's house is pretty bad.
And we'll touch on that in a minute. Has anybody else had any type of creepy feeling or interaction with something they thought was there but turned out not to be?
We can talk about Grandma
So
Catherine.
I was going to talk about Grandma Catherine. So for our listeners, when my mom passed, she was cremated. And we weren't sure at first what we wanted to do with her ashes. So we just had them in the house in a nice little box. And I started noticing that the lights would flicker in the family room where her ashes were kept. And we don't, again, it's a newer house. We don't have flickering lights, bad wiring. This light had never flickered before, but all of a sudden just started in and out on a regular basis. I thought, the light bulb was going at first. Nope, that wasn't the problem. Well, the funny thing is, in 2021, we ended up burying my mom's ashes. We figured out what we wanted to do. And As soon as we buried the ashes, the flickering stopped. That light hasn't flickered again since we buried her ashes.
And how long ago was that?
So it's 2025. So that was 4 years. So in all of the years, which was 10 years or so that we lived in the house before that, no flickering lights. The 3 years we had my mom's ashes, the lights in the family, and it was only the family room would flicker. And then in the 4 years since we had her buried, no flickering. Something else did happen when we first moved into the house. So no kids yet. It was just me and Bill. Our basement is not finished, but I was walking up the stairs out of the basement. Like, we use it for storage. And I glanced up the steps to see where I was going. And I will swear I saw an apparition. I saw something in white. It looked like a lady. She did not look happy. And I blinked and it was gone. And I haven't seen it since.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a regular, but it scared me so badly because I had never seen anything like that before.
I don't think you told me about that until years later.
It was years later because for a while I wasn't sure I had seen anything and I didn't want to be hysterical about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw something.
Okay.
And we didn't, and we had cats, but this was up in the air. Like, there's nowhere a cat could have been there.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody else was in the house. The lights were on.
And it wasn't some misplaced Halloween decoration?
No, we didn't have many at the time. We had just moved in. So it wasn't something that was hanging on the wall that startled me, or Halloween decoration, or a mask, or something that had gotten left out. This was just out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, she was, like I said, she didn't seem very happy, but she didn't, like, nothing happened. No rattling chains or...
like, didn't reach out to you or point...
noises, no. It was very strange.
Okay.
So there was that.
What about you, Colin? Have you had any type of weird experiences, hearing things, seeing things that aren't there? I know you are still somewhat leery of the dark, let's put it that way. So, anything at all?
I don't really see, I don't really see a whole lot that I think isn't my imagination.
Okay, but have you ever seen something that you were... well, maybe that wasn't your imagination? Or have you ever heard anything?
No.
Okay, fair enough. What about you, Dad?
No. I have not heard or seen anything, although with all the stories going around, not just within our house, but we have a couple neighbors who believe their houses are haunted. I will say I'm like turning a corner expecting to see something depending on the time and how, you know, how late it is and whatnot. I will say I look, like, if I'm coming out of the bathroom or going into the bathroom, I try not to look at the mirror,
mm-hmm.
even though it's this big, like 5x5 mm-hmm. Mirror that we have in our bathroom. I will try not to look at it
mm-hmm.
because, you know, why tempt fate?
Yeah, you hear stories.
You do. You know, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Beetlejuice, you know, Candyman, stuff like that. Which, interestingly enough, Candyman was based on an actual crime.
Yes.
Sort of.
I have heard that, but I couldn't tell you anything more about it.
We'll touch on that later. Just, it was an interesting crime that was happening. Nothing supernatural, nothing mm-hmm. Horror related in that sense, but based on a true crime.
Yeah, and just for fun, at our neighbor's house, you know, we were talking about, like, our one neighbor thinks their house is haunted. We were over there one year for a Christmas party, and it was just me and Bill, along with a bunch of other neighbors. And I was talking to the person who lives there, and another friend, and we were on one side of the dining room. All of the drinks were on the other side of the dining room. There was an empty can of soda that was sitting on the edge of the table. And as the three of us are talking, nobody else is in the dining room. That can literally fell off the table and into the trash can that was right next to it.
Now, was it leaning on the edge? Was it firmly on the table?
It was on the table.
Ooh.
And I remember I looked over at my neighbor who lives there, and I said to him, I said, oh my gosh. And I was just kidding. I was like, I think you have a ghost. And he looked at me dead serious, and he's like, you saw that too, right? And I was like, yeah. Yeah, I think you got a ghost. And he's like, we've thought we've had a ghost since we moved in.
Yeah, I remember his wife talking about it quite a bit.
Yep, they've both heard things and seen things happen. And that's the only time I've ever seen something physical move. But I still can't explain. Nobody bumped into that table. There, like I said, we were on the other side of the room. You know, it was still early in the party. Nobody had been drinking that much.
They don't have pets, so it couldn't have been a pet walking by that knocked it.
Nope. And their kids were upstairs, you know, so nobody was like under the table trying to sneak treats or something. Mm-hmm. Besides, it was the drinks table, so the kids would have been under a different one.
Yeah.
Trying to sneak some sweet treats off the dessert table. It was very strange.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't seen anything like that in our house.
So I actually did a little bit of research. By a little bit of research, I Googled stuff. And as we know, the internet's always true and never lies.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to do the haunted Boyertown sightings and stuff like that. What buildings in town are haunted?
Mm-hmm.
Have there been private residences that have claimed to have seen or heard things? Were there any types of battles that were fought in this area during the Revolutionary War, the French and Indian War, all these other wars before the Civil War, because there were no battles up in this way, up in this area around that time? But nothing.
Nothing.
No significant battles, no type of massive... Except for one, no type of massive loss of life.
Mm-hmm.
So also no Indian burial grounds. So it's not like a poltergeist situation where, you know, they move the headstones, but they didn't move the bodies, you know?
Yep.
So it's been pretty mundane, low key.
But you didn't find anything even from the Opera House fire?
Well, that's the thing. That's probably the largest loss of life in one event that Boyertown's had in the early 1900s. And it was actually, interestingly enough, it helped create some safety laws within the state of Pennsylvania, and then eventually
federal.
Yeah, federal. But there are in that area around that building, there are people that still claim to see apparitions or hear noises. There's an old bookstore in that area, and there's something new going on. The windows are still papered up,
yes.
So I don't know what else is going to be happening in there.
Well, just to give our listeners a sense, so this Opera House fire that happened in the late 1800s.
It happened in 1908.
1908 was just what it sounds like. There was a very old, famous opera house here in Boyertown. And I believe what happened is one of the stage lights caught fire. But the way the fire went... is that it both came out from the stage into the audience, but it also went through the curtain backstage. So it cut off a couple of exits that people could have used. The thing that leads to the ghost stories or suppositions about ghosts is because once the fire was put out, the bodies of a lot of the individuals were taken out of the opera house and laid out in the stores that are on either side of where the opera house used to be. And there were quite a number. There were, in some cases, whole families that were lost in that fire.
At least
that's my understanding.
At least a quarter of them were unidentified or something, right?
Yes. Some were burned so badly they never were able to positively identify the bodies. And because it was an opera house, you know, people would come in from out of town to see a play there. So that's not, you know, completely outside the realm of possibility. But one of the restaurants we like to go to had, you know, bodies in it after the fire. The bookstore.
Is that the stone?
The Iron Stone. Yeah.
Stone. Okay.
And then the
book. The other farm.
The other farm was where the opera house was.
Oh.
That was it, I believe.
No, actually, because it was a corner. It was at the corner.
It was at the corner. Yeah. Okay. So, yes, they would have had bodies in there.
Okay.
The bookstore next door, like all of those, they all had bodies in them. It was traumatic.
I actually saw a picture of the opera house from back then. There was an awning that covered the sidewalk from around that corner going all the way.
Oh, neat.
Yeah. So it looked pretty neat.
Okay.
Also within town, the Museum of Historic Vehicles reported apparitions and noises, especially around the old carriages and the older vehicles that are in it.
Cool.
So that's interesting. There's the inn. Guests have reported seeing a shadowy figure and experiencing sudden drops of temperature.
Okay.
Ironstone Park. I'm not exactly sure where that is, but I will look it up with respect to where we live. But it's been known for sightings and strange sounds, especially near the old iron furnace ruins. And then just in the area, as far as private residences go, it's just... there have been reports of paranormal activity. I did see something online where it was a blog. Somebody wrote in, there is a house not that far from us. Yeah, it was their grandfather's house. Their father grew up there. That house has had some experiences. I think that somebody said that they heard their name being called when nobody was around. Others giggling from like a child, then, you know, the shadows and other types of activity. Let's see, what else have we, the disembodied voices, objects moving on their own, items such as books and keys have been found in different places from when they were, where they were left. Temperature drops, the cold spots and whatnot, unexplained noises. There are a couple other areas of interest not that far from us. Penhurst Asylum in Spring City, which isn't that far from where we live. Yeah, that was pretty much it as far as well-known haunts. Now, we know at least one individual who does like a haunted tour.
Yes.
And I'm going to see if we can't get a hold of her and maybe have a chat with her on some of the hauntings of Boyertown. I think that'd be really neat to do. Boys, have any of your friends claimed to see anything?
No.
I'm sorry, Ian, what did you say?
Nope.
Okay. So, I mean, it seems like, although Boyertown has been here for a long time, it's not a hot spot.
No.
Paranormal activity.
So the house I grew up in is a lot closer to Philadelphia than we are here. It's on the main line in a town called Wayne. And there was a lot of activity going on around that area, both in Revolutionary times, because it's not that far from Valley Forge National Park. There have been several sightings in my house, although I could probably think of one that I did, but I'm not sure if that was a dream or not. There have been colonial soldiers seen at my house, at my parents' house. There, interestingly enough, was either a sea captain or a pirate or some sort of naval specter that was seen coming out of the attic on the third floor of the house. And that apparently made its way over to my brother Tom's bed and just sat on his chest. Mm-hmm. Interesting thing about that story is that shortly after that, when my brother graduated high school, he joined the Navy for a few years. So I don't know. Was that foretelling, foreshadowing? Who knows? There's been
not to join.
No, we're not trying to convince you not to join.
No, he was.
There have been a couple of, I'd call them sentries, posted mm-hmm. out by our front door that some psychics have seen. I grew up in a very somewhat open home where there were a lot of different people in and out and around, friends of my mom and dad's that were of different faiths. They had different views on life and death, and some were more sensitive to the spiritual nature of the world, so that they were able to pick up visions or feelings, senses of things being at the house that maybe other people couldn't see. I would say the closest thing I had to a ghost sighting was, maybe a few years or so after my oldest brother passed away. I remember seeing him at the foot of my bed, and all he did was just smile at me and say, "Everything's going to be okay." Don't know what he meant by that, but that's what he said. So my other brothers have seen things or heard things in the round of the house growing up. I have heard at various points, like if I'm downstairs with my mom and we're watching TV late at night, I would hear noises coming from upstairs. Mm-hmm. The dogs were with us in the room, so it wasn't them. I grew up with dogs. And my dad was working in different states mm-hmm. for his job. He may have been, I think he did some time in Italy as well. So he wasn't in the house. But I could hear footsteps. I could hear things dropping or thuds, doors shutting, or what sounded to be like doors shutting. And it just, yeah, it creeped me out, I would say. But I've not seen anything or heard anything here. Mm-hmm. But like I said, I'm a scaredy cat and I won't look in the mirror. As if I'm getting up late at night.
That's okay. I won't enter a bathroom without turning the lights on.
What about you guys, Colin and Ian? Do you guys find it creepy to look in the mirror late at night? Like if you're going to the bathroom or.
I used to, but I don't really care that much anymore.
Okay.
I think as long as I can see the bathroom, I will not turn the light on unless if it's like a certain level of darkness.
Okay. Okay. The night light in the bathroom, does that help?
No.
I mean, like, I don't really care that much about ghosts. Okay, I do. But like, not to the point where I'll be scared of them. I don't think I'm scared of ghosts.
Okay.
My thing is, like, what's the worst that can happen?
Well,
we haven't watched enough movies then, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah.
I mean, what happened in Poltergeist? The kid moved. That's pretty much it.
What do you mean the kid moved?
The kid was taken inside the house. Come on, Carol Ann was absorbed into the house.
Through the TV.
Through the closet.
Through the closet.
Yeah.
So they moved.
They moved out of the house, yes.
But what's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that. The issue is there have been stories
mm-hmm.
Across the world where sometimes the spirit moves with the person.
Yes. And some cultures have that too, where the bad spirit will follow you wherever you go.
Yes. I think
that's big in Asian culture, isn't it? Or is that?
Well, they just, you know, drive you crazy at your new home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Look, here's the thing, all right? No one's been driven crazy at our home.
No.
Not by ghosts, anyway.
And the most logical ghost has been buried. So the most that I can think of is possible sleep paralysis in my office. People think the basement's haunted just because it's creepy.
You think our basement's creepy?
People do. I don't. They think it's dark. No, here's the thing.
Well, the basement.
The way the basement is, it's unfinished, and there's two big glass doors. So there's a sliding glass door. And at night, it's so reflective. If you have lights on, that you can't see the other side of it.
Mm-hmm.
And people always get freaked out by that. Like, I'll be on FaceTime, and I'll be like, hey, check out the basement, right? So then I'll show them with lights on, and then there's, like, this big reflective thing. And then I'll be turn the lights off, and then I'm like, hey, check it when I turn the lights off. It's pitch black. And then they're like, no, like, it's terrifying. And okay, everything horror becomes a comedy when you're doing it with friends.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
A horror game, it's a comedy game. A horror movie, you laugh at it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're exploring an abandoned hospital by yourself, that's one thing. With your friends, it's funny. All right? So, even if I'm just on call, I don't know if it's like a dumb form. I don't know if it's courage, stupidity, or like logic. But if I'm on call with someone, then I won't be scared of ghosts nearly as much as I think I would be. Like, I'll be in the basement, turn the lights off, right? If I wasn't on call, I probably wouldn't do that. When I'm on call, I'm like, nothing can kill me on call. When have you ever seen something kill you on call?
Thankfully, nothing's killed me while I've been on a call.
Look, here's the thing. No killer with the right mind will kill someone while they're on call. You know who's
have you be, not? No, you haven't seen Scream. Okay.
You know who's going to be found the fastest if your victim is on FaceTime with someone.
FaceTiming.
Let's say I'm FaceTiming someone, right? You two are asleep. You're upstairs in our office playing Roblox or whatever, and I'm in the basement, just walking around getting a snack, and I'm on FaceTime. They'll be like, "Dude, your basement is terrifying," and I'm like, "Not what I'm on call." And they're like, "What do you mean?" All right. I have my camera on. I'm talking to them, right? First off, if I'm talking to someone, a killer wouldn't come for me. Second off, if they knew I wasn't talking to someone in person, guess who? Which one of their victims would be found first? The one who's on call with three separate people who knows where they are and knows exactly when they get killed and might even get the killer's face. It's just a dumb thing to do. To kill someone on FaceTime.
We have to watch Scream now.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't have FaceTime with their old 1800s rotary phones.
Okay. I'm sorry, no.
What now?
Push-button phones.
1800.
Beep, 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 beep.
Okay, whatever.
They even had cordless phones in Scream.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know, it was shocking.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me?
Yes.
Let's say I'm in this room and the killer busts down the door. First thing I do, I scream and I throw like my phone at him.
No, you use your phone to call 911.
Hey, Colin, guess what I do if someone is running down the hallway to get in here?
Oh, I guess I throw my remote.
You're going to throw him in front of him?
No, I throw a remote.
There you go.
Hey, Colin, guess what? He's running down there. You run across the door to get the remote.
Yeah.
You run back to where you are, and then you throw it at him.
No,
he's usually on the couch, so he has the remote in his hand. It never leaves his hand.
I would do if someone was running in here and I was where you're sitting.
Yeah.
Close the door. Guess what?
What?
That's what doors are made for.
What if they break down the door?
Well, you can lock the door.
I'd have enough time to grab something.
It would be rather loud, so we could probably hear it.
Yeah, we'd probably hear that slamming door.
Hey, Colin,
but anyway, getting back to ghosts.
Yes.
Hey, Colin, guess what?
What?
Big shelf.
There. So,
okay, so two out of the four of us have had a ghostly experience in this house.
Yes. That would be the way it sounds.
Yes. Although you did see the lights flicker.
Oh, yeah. No. I've absolutely. The lights did flicker.
So, but yeah, it's relatively peaceful area.
I think another reason why I wouldn't be scared of ghosts is because I'm in a gated neighborhood in the suburbs. We're not on Native American burial ground, and the last semi-explainable ghost we've had was my grandma. I don't think a ghost would have any reason to commit harm, let alone be able to. I mean, like, the most I've gotten, tug on the shoulder or something talking in my ear. That's it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Nothing like I felt like I was getting stabbed or even a needle.
Most ghost encounters aren't like that. Most ghost encounters are like a touch on the shoulder.
Yeah.
Or a whisper in the ear or a shadow going across your peripheral.
What are they going to do to me?
Excuse me.
What about, have you ever noticed Oreo all of a sudden look at something and you don't see anything?
You just described cats.
That is true. Yeah. But sometimes Django will do it too.
And our cat, our special cat, has a special thing called anxiety.
Oh, you have never seen anxiety in a cat.
What?
You have never seen anxiety in a cat.
You see this one? Look. Right? I'm surprised she didn't just jump up and try to attack me. Okay?
She's a cat. That's what cats do.
Take a step. Unless if she's sleeping. No, sometimes even if she's sleeping, I'll be holding her, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, Colin will take a footstep. She'll jump up, look around everywhere, and then, like, jump out of my hands.
It'll be like in, the pet story.
That was The Secret Life of Pets.
The Secret Life of Pets, yeah, where he jumps up and, you know.
Yeah, she's so twitchy.
I move, like, 1 inch while she's on my lap, and boom, she just walks away.
Oh, yeah, that's just all cats.
Batting at
you. Yeah. No, again, not much out here, paranormal speaking.
At least not with respect to our home.
Right. Our home or our neighborhood.
Maybe as we get closer to Halloween time, we can have Miss Adrian. And...
Yeah, we'll see if she can, like, call in. And
yeah.
Her ghost walk is called the Old Soul Stroll.
Yeah.
Through Boyertown. And it's very popular. We have not taken it yet because I refuse to walk in the cold. But I do want to do it. I think that would be a lot of fun. So I think next podcast should be UFOs.
Ooh.
Because apparently people see them all over the place out here.
Really?
Oh, I hear about it on Facebook all the time.
Remember when our legs were falling off in Washington?
Okay, from walking, yeah. What does that have to do with UFOs?
No, it was the Old Soul Stroll where you're like, I refuse to walk in the winter.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that was summer. And
I know, but our legs are still walking off. We're still falling off. It's only 4 miles. We don't need an electric scooter. And you said that to me.
I did not realize it was going to be that bad.
It was very hot and humid.
It was very hot. It was very humid.
Several years ago.
Truth
be told, I
remember
the exact quotes.
I did not realize how much it was going to be.
So.
And
but
I
UFOs.
Taken,
ooh, I like those.
I feel like drag Colin sometimes.
I have taken responsibility for that.
I know. I am going to accuse you. I'm not going to say you have to be, like, I'm going to accuse you because it was arguably your fault. But, like, to an extent, if there's anyone to be accused, it would have to be you.
I'm glad I bought popcorn.
If there was anyone to be accused, it would have to be you, though. If there was anyone.
If?
Yeah, if.
I think...
I think we should stop giving them any say
for the
in
sake
our
vacations. For the sake of my homemade meals, I'm going to say there doesn't have to be.
You just want food. More cookie dough.
No, it's just food.
Food? Just in general food?
Yeah.
Shortly after we're done, I'll be starting up.
Okay.
Getting things ready.
Yeah.
Ooh, what do we have in?
Popcorn chicken with steamed broccoli and something else.
Mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese. Yeah. Well, we still have the tuna melt. Or the tuna mac.
I wasn't going to do all that together.
No?
But I was actually thinking about doing the tuna mac for
good,
dinner
tomorrow.
Good, I'll
bring that to lunch tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to do that as leftovers tomorrow night.
Okay.
The tuna mac.
That oh, there'll so be good. Plenty of the, yeah.
Seems like one of those foods that will taste better as leftovers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, you're right.
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The flavors have a chance
to devoured
melt.
That thing. I don't know what happened. I don't know why I did it. But that tuna casserole. Oh my God, it was gone in seconds.
Yes.
All right.
We introduced the boys to the joy of a good tuna noodle casserole last night.
And there are good tuna noodle casseroles.
And I introduced my taste buds to it on the first bite, and then I inhaled the rest.
Mm-hmm.
And I was having conversations too. I was having full-on conversations, and then my serving would be gone. And then I'm like, can I get a second? And then they're like, took 3 bites. Like, how? I think it's a skill I've learned where I'm able to have a conversation while eating at the same time.
And not knowing where your food went?
No, I know where my food goes. But oh, I used to be so paranoid as a kid. I'm like, where did my sandwich go? I was so dumb. I would eat a sandwich, look away, but I kept eating it, but I didn't know that I could subconsciously eat yet. So I looked back at it and it was gone. And I'm like, who took my sandwich? I was so dumb. But yeah, like I've learned a skill where I can have a conversation and eat at the speed of which I'm not having a conversation at the same time.
Which is all of about 3 seconds.
Yeah. And multitask my fork and
your mouth.
Really good at it.
Ian eats like he was raised in prison and the food's going to be stolen.
Yeah, he has his arm covering and he just
cover my arm with it. I hold on to my drink though. Yeah. I hold on to my drink and don't let go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I looked away from Ian. 15 seconds later, I looked back. All of it was gone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you still had a whole plateful.
Yeah, he had a whole plateful and was, like, gone.
Mm-hmm.
So that's dinner tomorrow night, so we don't have to cook.
Okay, fair enough. All right. Well, that's today's little discussion, little conversation there on ghostesses. We hope you've enjoyed it. And, you know, I'm still working on websites and Instagrams and stuff like that, so... Yeah, if you like it, if you like this or any of the other episodes, please feel free to comment and leave a thumbs up or whatever it is that you guys do to let us know you like us. Mm-hmm. I am on Spotify. We are on Spotify and Amazon Music under Welcome to Canyon Creek. Thanks a lot for listening and we'll see you next time.
Have a great day. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.